Well, I would be remiss if I didn't say this for our town and community. The University of Louisville's baseball team is going to the World Series. Are y'all happy now? Folks, we are down to the last three chapters of the book of Revelation, and these are the three most powerful chapters, because it brings to a close 7 years of the most horrible time that this planet will ever face. It's coming down to the battle between good and evil, coming down to the battle between God and Satan, and God's going to win. And then we're going to get set up for eternity. With a few years on this wonderful planet set anew by Jesus. We're going to look into that. But let's look into this last battle, chapter 19, where we get, for the first time, looking at the difference between the rapture of the church and the second coming of Jesus. 21 verses, exciting chapter. Are you ready to take the journey? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, Brother Larry, here we go. After these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven. Yeah, that's a lot of us up there. Say, hallelujah! Salvation. And this hallelujah, this is just sort of a minor point. This is the first time you see this in the New Testament. Hallelujah, salvation, and glory, and honor, and power unto the Lord our God. Now I get the picture that we realize that we've been in heaven now, but we realize that we're getting ready to come back with Jesus, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, to set up his reign on this planet. And I think we're excited about it. And we're praising God for it. Because it's going to be a wonderful journey. For the true and righteous are his judgments. For he has judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication. And has avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. This is all of Christian people who did not take the mark of the beast and was slaughtered at the hands of the Antichrist. And again they said, hallelujah! And her smoke rose up forever and ever. All right, away. And the 24 elders, we all know that represents us. And the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sit on the throne saying, amen. And again, here's this word, hallelujah. We're coming home. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. All right. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voices of many waters, and as the voice of the almighty thundering, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Can you imagine the volume of this just before the sky's going to split open? The volume is going to ring around the world. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And we all know that this is symbolism, that God, his Son, the Holy Spirit, will be united once again, forevermore and evermore, with the church. That's you. That's me. We're going to be married. We're going to be for eternity, because we are going to be one big, happy family on a new heaven and a new earth. Give God hand to God. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen. Yes, we will be. Clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper. Called here means invited. Blessed are those that while they lived on this earth gave their life to Jesus. This is you, this is I, this is everyone who lived before us and any that will live after us that have been invited to the supper. See, he's inviting people right now to the marriage feast. That's why we give an invitation to him every Sunday so that you can accept that invitation. But it's going to be up to you. Just because somebody invites me to something, I have a choice whether I'm going to go. This time of year, we get all kinds of invitations. You know, we get marriage invitations, people graduating, all kinds of stuff. And they send out an invitation wanting you to go. Well, I've been thinking about it. They don't care whether you come. Hi, George, you better send some money. All right? Let's just get real on that. All right? You know what I'm saying? And everybody say it.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. That's right. Exactly right. If you got an invitation, it's up to you. All right. And he saith unto me, right, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant. And have thy brothers, they have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of his prophecy. When John says, I fell here at his feet, the angels make these announcements. And he fell to worship the angel. And the angel said, no, no, get up off your feet now. You know, you don't ever worship angels up here. We worship one thing up here in heaven. That's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All of that's wonderful. We're in heaven. We're ready to ride out. Now something's got to happen. Look what's going to happen. Here comes the battle of all battles. When I saw heaven open, I cannot imagine what this sight is going to be. All of the armies of the world have gathered behind this Antichrist. They're going to look up, and all of a sudden, the heavens are going to open. Here comes the war. Here comes the battle. And behold, a white horse. He that sat on him was called Faithful and True. Now this is Jesus. And in righteousness he does judge and make war. Listen, he ain't coming. That's a nice guy this time. He's coming to make war. He's going to clean it up. He's going to set it up. He's bringing his army with him. Look what this says. This is not going to be the nice Jesus that you and I know. This is going to be the man to come and to put Satan in his place one more time of violence. And his eyes were as a flame of fire. And on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Now a lot of people have asked me about this name written. Earlier in the book of Revelation, it talks about we'll be given a new name. I don't really know what this is, but here's what I want. Whatever Jesus has got, that's what I want.
Amen.
I don't know if it's saint or if it's holy. Whatever Jesus is, that's what I want. If he gets it, we get it. But a new day is coming. The sun's coming up on a new day. Satan's days are through. He was clothed with a vesture dripped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. All right. Here we go. Hang on. And the armies, plural, which were in heaven, followed him upon the white horse, clothed in fine linen, white and full.
Amen.
These armies, plural. I hope you like horses. How many of you like horses? Horses don't like me. Horse sees me coming to horse fans. But I got a feeling I'm going to have a horse big enough to carry me this time.
Amen.
We're going to have some horses, people. I mean horses. We're the army. we're coming back. Now, he don't need us. Let me make something real clear here. He don't need Roger to fight this battle. One thing, I'm clean. I don't want to get dirty. Why do I want to get dirty? Believe me, none of us are going to have to get dirty. Jesus can handle this all by himself.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand on the Father. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, and with it should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. The battle's on. He hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I think that's for Satan's sake. He's been king long enough. He's been worshipped long enough. And he's going to come and say to Satan, your day is over. Now, the true king, the true Lord, King of kings, Lord of lords, is coming home. And I am claiming this world again. Now, let me tell you something right now. Listen to me very closely, especially if you're watching me by internet. We all know that this world is going downhill, and it doesn't like it's going to be anything we can do to stop it, because the Bible says it's not going to stop until this day. This day, this planet will be made whole again by the hands of the one who made it. He made it, he's going to take it back, and he's going to set it up for his people. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together until the supper of the great God, that they may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, of them that settle down, and the flesh of all men will feed upon, both small and great. Every bird on this planet will be called to this wilderness. And this is going to be the greatest supper of all times for these birds. Because there will not be one person standing that took the mark of the beast. There will not be one man, woman, anything, whatever, that will be standing when God gets done. He's going to say, birds, come. Have yourself a meal of the flesh. Now, I know it would be hard for you to picture this. Remember, we're up there in heaven on some white horses. I don't know exactly how we're going to view all of this. But whether I'm watching it or not, I guarantee you this is going to be one time in my life I'm going to be so thankful to God that I didn't face Jesus, but I was following Jesus.
Amen.
Good Lord, I'm following you. All right, Lord. And I saw the beast, yeah boy, and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet, that wrought miracles before him, which he deceived them that received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. See, there's something a little special for the Antichrist and Satan. He didn't let them die, because they're going to suffer more. He put them in there alive to burn. Now, this is the first real image of what hell is going to be like.
people one day we're going to see here in a couple weeks. And they're all going to come back to face God one day. It's called the Great White Throne. Once you get to heaven, you're not going to die. You don't wish to God you could die. But you're not going to die. It's going to be eternity with the one who deceived you. You have choices in life. You really do. You have choices to come to church. You have choices to stay home. You have choices to worship God. You have choices to mock God. You make choices every day. Every Sunday, there are millions of people that make choices across this globe on whether to go to church or not. One day, it's going to come a day, so help me God, they're going to wish they had one more chance to go to church and make it right. You understand me? You understand the internet world? There's going to come a day you're going to wish you had one more chance. You still got that chance now. But one day, that trumpet's going to sound. And when it does, folks, this world's going to change. And then the next sound you're going to hear is the sound of horses coming. The lightest horses you've ever seen coming to set things straight. Cast alive. You're either going to be alive in heaven or going to be alive in hell. Believe me, there's a big difference. Let's finish it out there. And the remnant were slain with the sword of them that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Believe me, the birds were filled with the flesh of the dead. Of the dead. They say, just a few chapters before, if you'll remember this, it said the blood would be as deep as the mane of a horse, as broad as that. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles. But then, with one word, it's all going to disappear. We're going to set up a kingdom called the Millennium. More questions asked of me probably about this 1,000 years than any other question I get asked about. We get a little bit of a hint into what this is going to be like. I'm going to try to give you what I think it's going to be like. I don't have all the answers. But all the answers I need to know is that from this point on, there are no kings, no presidents, no Congress, no Senate, no rulers, no queens, no terrorists, no anything. There's only one person that will rule this world, and his name's called Jesus.
Amen.
Father, in this precious moment, Christian people come to celebrate what these words say. Father, there are people within the sound of my voice, and there are people, Father, that are watching me in the internet world that are lost. They've never accepted Jesus. They've never taken serious the relationship with Jesus. Father, it is my prayer that something wakes people up. And I don't know what it's going to take. But Father, there are some people who need to wake up and understand Jesus is coming. No one's promised tomorrow. Today is the day to make it right. Today is the day to get ready. Because the decision that we make is a decision whether we're going to be alive in hell or alive in heaven. And Father, why would anybody make the choice of hell? of heaven is just one decision away. To simply say, Jesus, I love you. I believe in you. I'm thankful for you. I know you died for me. I know you came back to life for me. I know you resurrected for me. And I know you're going to come back for me. And Father, I want to believe in you and I want to accept you. Young or old, that's a choice you need to make. And then once you make it, get serious about your decision. Be in church. Follow Jesus. Be with him. Make him King of Kings, Lord of Lords of your life. That means you don't let anything stop you from worshiping him. No. This is your choice. This is your day. Father, bless these moments. And bless these decisions. Jesus, in his precious and holy name we pray. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Larry, as you begin to play, would you come in the name of Jesus?